As for people in care, because that's exactly what prisoners are, they're in a form of care, only their liberty should be taken away. 40 elderly residents, you would have heard this in the news last night, actually put me off my dinner last night watching this on the news. The state of a home in Enniskillen, it was so poor. 40 elderly residents now look like as if they're going to be transferred to Derry, having to be moved from their care home after it was ordered to be closed, an unprecedented step by the RQIA. They shut Ashbrook care home over failings, they say, were the worst ever seen by inspectors and actually posed a serious risk to life. And the descriptions, you know, are enough, as I say, to put you off your dinner. I want to speak to Olive McLeod from the RQAI. Olive, good morning.
Good morning.
You had an inspection back in May. And everything seemed to be hunky-dory down there. How did it go so wrong in that particular facility in such a short space of time?
Yes. Yes, we did inspect Ashbrook Care Home in May of this year, and we found that it was a good inspection. We had previously taken enforcement action in the November previously, where we had found failings and we had worked with the care home to help them make those improvements. So the May inspection was a good inspection. However, we received intelligence from the Western Trust on Tuesday of last week in relation to safeguarding concerns. And there was enough intelligence in that information to prompt us to get down there and inspect that home again. We did that on the next day, afternoon, the last Wednesday. We inspected with two of our senior inspectors, and one of those inspectors was the inspector who had inspected in May. They found substantial changes from the inspection in May. We believe the nurse manager in May promptly left the home at some point in July, and we believed that that lack of oversight contributed to the substantial care failings that we found last week.
So is it down to a shortage of staff, or is it down to people just not being able to do the job unless they're controlled by an expert?
We believe that where there is strong leadership and support for the leadership, that care will be safe, effective and compassionate. And we saw that in May when we inspected. There was a very good nurse managing this home. However, we don't understand why she left, but she left very suddenly. And we found that there was no oversight of this home. And where there is no oversight and leadership, we find on a number of our inspections that care can be compromised. And in this circumstance, care was compromised.
And people, the elderly residents, they weren't having their hair washed. They weren't being properly looked after. There was a significant amount of smell within the facility, which would have been linked to feces and urine. That sounds to me like an appalling position for elderly residents to find themselves in.
That's absolutely. And these people in these people in any home, and particularly people in this home, deserve better and expect better. And we were very disappointed and shocked at what we found. But we took immediate action, and we called a panel of our board. We heard the evidence that was presented by the inspectors, and unanimously we decided that we would move to an application to the Magistrates Court to close this home to protect this group of vulnerable patients.
And who's paying for those patients being in there? Or is it being paid for by social services, or some of them paying for it themselves?
There is a very small number of patients in there that are paying themselves. The majority of the patients, their care is commissioned by the Western Trust.
And they now, or some of them at least, have to move as far away as Derry, is that right?
I have been speaking with the Western Trust, and I understand that they each patient in the home will have their care needs assessed, and based on those needs, a suitable alternative home will be identified. Now, the preference is that the home will be as close as possible to where the people originally come from, but this will really be up to the Western Trust to try and find a safe, effective home for these people.
So some could be 50, 60 miles away.
I couldn't answer that question.
Their families, they must find it upsetting when they go to visit and they find their auntie or their mother or whoever in such dire straits?
We receive a lot of intelligence from family members and visitors from homes, that and we use that intelligence to inform our inspections. In relation to this one, we didn't actually receive a lot of intelligence from family members. However, when we visited and inspected on Wednesday past, we did speak to a lady that we had spoken with in May, and she clearly advised that she believed the home had declined.
And do most of these elderly people have relatives? Number one, do they have relatives, full stop? Number two, do they have relatives who have time to come to see them?
I can't say. We, on our visit, a very important part of our visit when we inspect a home is we speak to the residents, but we speak to their family members, because we, as part of our inspection, we observe practice, we examine records, but we speak with families. We speak to about 15,000 people every year across care settings. So it's very important that we understand how they feel about the care, and that helps us form our report.
There has been a question mark over one or two other homes that have been in the news headlines. This one obviously is the first one that you've actually closed down. How worried should we be about homes generally, or should we be absolutely confident that all of the rest of them are doing a wonderful job?
We inspect, there are 450 care homes in Northern Ireland. It accommodates about 16,000 people. We inspect at least twice a year. In the first quarter of this year, I can tell you that 40% of the homes we inspected, we found no failings at all. The majority of care is good. And where we have concerns, we get out there, we examine the care, and we take the appropriate action.
Well, that is reassuring. Olive MacLeod, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Olive MacLeod, who is the chief executive for the RQAI, the people who come to call whenever the hair is raised with regards to an inspection. Evelyn Hoy is chief executive of the Commissioner for Older People. Evelyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's very worrying, isn't it, to think that in the twilight of their lives, people are sitting in such conditions in a home within an hour's drive from here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very sad to hear the situation at Ashbrook, but I would want to stress, and I think Olive, you know, said the same thing, that by and large, the care provided in Northern Ireland, right across, you know, care homes and nursing homes, is of a very good standard. And I wouldn't want older people to be frightened by this really very bad example.
Could families do more? Could families do more by visiting the older person more often, by keeping a tight eye on how the relative is dealing with the members of staff, liaising with the members of staff? And I imagine lots of families, that's exactly what they do. But could other families do more?
I think, you know, Frank, you hit the nail on the head that lots and lots of people are involved in the care of their older people, whether they're in residential care or at home. And every day we hear about people going in to see their relatives, you know, in the nursing home, helping them, being with them, spending time with them. So I don't think that we can put responsibility onto busy families, although we would like to see every older person having someone calling with them. But I think the responsibility for the care, first and foremost, lies with the provider. And these providers are being paid, you know, very good rates for the provision of care that has to meet a minimum standard. And where that fails, then sanctions have to happen.
Are those providers who are being paid a significant amount of money to look after our elderly relatives, are they paying enough to the staff to attract the right people to this job?
Well, now, Frank, I think that is really a big issue for particularly social care workers. Nursing rates are, you know, also under pressure, but I think particularly the care workers. There have been instances of, you know, failure to pay even the minimum wage, and it's something that the Commissioner has published a number of recommendations on in the past around care workers being, you know, respected and valued for the contribution that they make.
And should we be reassured that the RQIA are doing the job they're doing, that they are calling out something like Ashbrook Care Home in Enniskillen?
Well, I think in this case, and certainly, you know, using these powers for the very first time in Northern Ireland, we've seen a very swift and a very strong response to systematic failures of care, and I would praise the RQIA for that.
Okay, Evelyn, thank you very much indeed. Evelyn Hoy, Chief Executive with the Commissioner for Older People. It's gone 9:30. Good morning to you. Your opinions, of course, are very welcome. We'll take some of them in just a moment.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105, here for you.
Keith says, Frank, could you give a big shout-out to the agents who haven't bothered to switch on any lights this morning? They're driving in fog. Lights, please. Why would you not have your lights on a morning like this? It's so gloomy and grey. Prison officers turned a blind eye to dope being used in the prisons. It's relaxed the prisoners, says Marty. There's some experience of what goes on. Right, it is coming up on 25 minutes to 10. Talking about two forms of residential care, in inverted commas, in the prisons and in the care homes. I think the lady on this line has a point to make about the care homes. Good morning.
Good morning, Frank. I don't want to identify myself or the care home that I'm talking about, and I have to skim over some of the instances because it would immediately identify who I am and who the care home is or where the care home is.
Okay, just before you go any further, I want to absolutely endorse your desire here. I do not want you to identify the care home either, because you sound like as if you're going to be critical of it.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be critical of care homes in general. My father had Alzheimer's and was in a care home, this particular care home, for 3 years, but had been in a care home previous to that. The conditions in the first care home, I just couldn't wait to get him out of it, for starters. And it was a distance from me, so I couldn't visit on a regular basis.
So when you say the conditions, what were the conditions like?
Well, I went in and found soiled underwear in my father's drawers in his bedroom. And they told me that he put his clothes away himself, and I thought, well, why is the member staff knowing that he puts his clothes away not going in there and sorting that out? Now, it wasn't on one occasion I found that. I found that on several occasions.
So you felt he wasn't having a proper eye kept on him?
No. They knew that he had clothes. This was one of the things that I had stressed to them when he actually first went into the nursing home, and I said, you know, he has a tendency to put away dirty clothes. You know, if he strips off in the evening before he goes to bed, can someone ensure that those clothes are all taken away for the wash, you know, and not put in drawers and things like that there? And they said, oh, yes, that's fine. I was fed up going in, and at one stage I actually collected 6 pairs of pants that were disgusting.
So that at a personal level is concerning, absolutely, and you want your dad to be looked after properly. Uh-huh. But if I walked through the door of the facility, would I have been impressed, or would I have been taken aback by the imagery around me?
Not the first one. The second home, yes, you would have been impressed by the decor and all the rest of it. That would, you know, I sold me as a 5-star accommodation. So it was. It was certainly not 5-star care, and it wasn't down to the care staff. It wasn't down to the staff on the floor on a daily basis. The second home he was in, I was there every day, every single day. And if I hadn't been there every day, I would have said a lot more things would have gone on that I didn't get to see.
Okay, so in the first home, they didn't look after his laundry.
There was other things going on. He had a tendency to hide razors and things like that there. I asked for the cabinet in his bathroom to be constantly locked. I went in constantly and found it unlocked, and him running around with actual knives from the dining room in his pocket, razors in his pocket, you know, just safety issues.
Yeah, it's sort of a fixation with sharp implements. Is that what you're saying?
His fixation was people were stealing stuff off him, so he had to put them on his person to hide them.
So in the general facility, and you feel a close enough eye wasn't being kept on your dad, but in that facility, did it smell right? Did it look right?
The first one, not great. Not brilliant decor, you know, sort of. It was a newly opened unit, the unit that he was in, but I mean, it was sort of a bit run down and things like that. I felt that the bed he had was a second-hand bed. You know, it wasn't sort of, there was like under bed and storage that wasn't there, you know, things like that when we first went in. It wasn't my decision to put him there, by the way, so it sort of was against me type of thing. But other occasions my aunt had gone in and found dad soiled and went and asked for him to be changed, and the response was he's been changed today twice already, and she was there an hour and a half and they didn't go near him.
Were your family paying for this, or was this paid for by the trust?
My father was paying for this.
He was paying for it himself.
And yes, every penny.
So you weren't happy generally. You transferred him to a second unit?
Yes, transferred him to a second unit, which was 5 minutes from my home, and I went to see him on a daily basis. Now, the cleanliness thing that wasn't an issue, because I think they realised if I come in and find anything untoward, I would kick up about it. But just the general not being able to spend time with them. You know, the staff were run off their feet. They never stopped. You know, for somebody to work in those conditions, especially with Alzheimer's, for 12 hours in a trot, and two members of staff being left on to deal with a lot of people, you know, it's not good enough. You know, these people should be having one-to-one time. The second nursing home my father was in, he was paying £750
a week. £750
a week? £750 a week for this care. There was things went on there that I can't talk about because it would identify me and the nursing home. But, I mean, a lot of the issues were down to bad management and head office basically paying lip service to me when I complained and, oh, yes, yes, we'll sort things out. And you went back in a month or so later and it was the same again. I complained to the RQIA. I complained a very major disturbing thing to the RQIA. I don't know whether it was looked into because my father died shortly after that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But when you were blessed with your father being there and you were able to go to see him, which must have been rewarding for you to see him every day, is there a possibility that you were being more fussy than other residents' relatives?
No, why should I be more fussy? Why should I not want to see my father being cared for? For the amount of money he was paying, he should have been given Gold Star service.
Yes, but right. But it does sound expensive. But Gold Star service, you would know going in that you're not going to get that. You want 100% hygiene. You want good food. You want courtesy.
Before you go any further, my father worked hard all his life. He deserved Gold Star service.
For £750, you're not going to be able to. Be provided with that, because while it sounds expensive per week, if you were staying in a hotel, you'd only get three nights for £750.
Do you think so, Frank? Well, I would have thought that you would get a lot more service for £750 a week in some hotels. To be quite honest with you, I think these people are looked on. I'm talking about the elderly, are looked on at their end of their life. We'll just keep them happy. We'll keep them settled here. Well, you know, nobody really bothers, so they won't, you know, just as long as they're fed and changed and it doesn't matter their quality of life type of thing, it doesn't really matter. They're elderly people that should are going to die soon anyway.
No,
I think that's the attitude taken by a lot of care homes. A lot of the care homes and a lot of the people in care homes, I'm talking about management and head office.
Yes, again, I don't want you to identify...
No, I'm not.
I mean, you're doing a great job, by the way. I don't want you to identify when I ask you this question. But you've touched on what it is that was annoying you in the second facility, and you said you couldn't really say because it might identify the place. So let me ask you a question: was it about hygiene or was it about manner towards your father?
Well, manner towards my father. I have to explain that my father, in the last year of his life, wasn't even aware of what was going on. He was totally immobile. There was no conversation with him. He hardly even opened his eyes. Right? Hygiene was an issue at times, so it was, and I can't really go into detail, because if I go into detail, it'll identify where it is.
Okay.
Because I complained about this to the RQIA, and I complained to people that would listen to me, anybody that listened to me, you know, people outside of nursing homes. I complain too.
I know you're restricted in what you can say because of the rules of radio, and I really appreciate that. But so far in the conversation, it sounds to me like as if you expected an awful lot from the service providers. Like you would have had the Fermanagh facility closed weeks ago. You would have ripped it apart.
Will I tell you something? I don't think the RQIA do enough to go in and demand enough straight away from these places. I think the RQIA go in and give them a chance to turn things round and then go back a week later. 9 times out of 10, they find out, they filter through somehow, and then homes find out that inspection's going to turn up. I have sat there and I have watched old inspectors come on, quick, get this done, get it. I have been there when inspectors called in.
Let me ask you one final question, because this is important, actually. It's very important, and some people are talking about my tariffs in relation to hotels. So let me be... I want to allow you to be crystal clear in what you mean by gold service for £750 per week. £750 per week. What would you have expected for that?
Right. I expected Dad to go in and be kept clean, right? Hygiene, his personal hygiene, his room clean, which wasn't always the case in the nursing home. I expect him to be well fed. I was told he was going to get 5-star, you know, culinary service in this place, and it was far from it. So it was. One elderly man apparently stipulated that he didn't eat white bread. Now, this was at a meeting held with head office people and all the rest of it. He asked each morning for brown bread, and they didn't have any, so he had to do without. This, there was a big supermarket across the way, and I actually said that. I said, well, I'd go and buy you a loaf.
Yeah, that sounds pretty poor, actually. If you're paying £750 a week, you'd imagine you could get brown, a choice of brown or white bread.
He asked for a teaspoon one morning to stir his tea. We don't have any.
Oh, well, that's bad. Like, that is really bad. You're not looking for gold service. You're just looking for standard service.
Exactly. Exactly, Frank. The standards were atrocious. I mean, there was some times that I went in and I thought, now, it never happened with my dad because I was there every day, and I tried to be there at times for mealtimes because the last stage he needed to be fed, somebody needed to feed him. But there was times I went in and there were shows short staff. I'm not talking about short staff. They don't have enough staff on at each shift, that there was people sitting nearly with their heads in their dinners waiting for somebody to come and set them up properly and feed them.
Yeah, you're pointing the finger of blame absolutely towards the people who own these residential homes, who run them. You're not blaming the staff.
Will I tell you something? The staff in those nursing homes, I couldn't praise enough. I think in the 3 years that I went in to see my father, I think there was one or two members of staff in that whole time that I didn't really take to. The rest of the staff were brilliant. And I mean, they would have bent over backwards, and they actually came to me and said to me that they couldn't believe what was happening, and they were annoyed. A lot of the staff left because the standards weren't great.
Okay, listen, that's a very interesting insight. Disappointed with two facilities that your dad was in. The RQIA clearly saying on this programme this morning the vast majority of care homes in Northern Ireland are well above standard, and we should have no worries or concerns. There's a lady who was unhappy with both the facilities that her dad was in. Your opinions? 90333105. I'll speak to some more of you after this.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.
Some of you are understandably questioning me about my hotel tariffs. You're saying for £750 you could get easily 8 nights in a hotel for that. And I have to agree. Yeah, I do. I said three. Did I say 3 or 4 nights for £750? It depends, of course, on the hotel. But you would get a really decent hotel in Belfast, I would imagine, for, what, £90 a night? Of course you would. Of course you would. Okay. Listen, I'll take your guidance on it. Let me speak to Joan, who's on this line. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Frank.
Go ahead, Joan.
Well, my mum has dementia, has had this past 8 years, and she's in a facility. Can I name the facility? Yes.
Are you praising?
I am.
Okay, yep. Fire away.
She's in the facility called Spelga Muse in Banbridge, and the service is like a 4-star hotel. It's all built on one level. You go through the door and 6 people live to the left and 6 people live to the right. So they've individual attention. There's home-cooked food. The food's cooked on the premises. The rooms are cleaned every day. Beds are changed all the time. They have people coming in showing movies. The library comes in showing them old photographs of the town. Loads and loads and loads of things. I couldn't praise it enough. I have never had any reason to complain. And that's in 6 years.
But is this a home or is it a fold?
It's what they call assisted living. It's neither. It's called assisted living. There are staff there. You know, I mean, she obviously has to have help to get dressed and she has to go and get her dinner, and all that's all done for them. Yes, there's
Would some of the people be coping with Alzheimer's, for example?
Yes.
So they are residents who have challenges.
Yes.
They're not just elderly people.
You have to, think that, but you have to have dementia to get into this place.
Okay,
like my mom would know what day of the week it is, you know. But I could honestly say I have never, ever, ever had reason to complain. And about once every 6 to 8 weeks, you know, you get a wee newsletter, or you get, there's a meeting on Sunday or Saturday, you know, can you all come if there's anything you want to change? And the management and the staff are second to none.
Is it privately owned?
No.
So it's a facility that's run by the trust?
I think it's owned by the trust. I think it is owned by the Fold and the Helm Corporation or something. But it's assisted living. It's the same principle.
Okay. And is it expensive for your mum to be there?
Not any more expensive than anywhere else. I can understand where that other lady's coming from. My mum was to get 2 weeks respite, and I'll not name the place. And I went over on Saturday to have a look at it, and I just said, I'm sorry she won't be coming in here. It was appalling. So I was very, 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 very fortunate that with the help of our social workers and all that, I got her indoors. She is. But I couldn't praise them enough.
So you've got the ideal situation. You've somewhere where those who are running it are really focused on the client. The staff they're employing are giving 100%. You feel it's value for money. And most importantly of all, your mum's happy in it.
Absolutely. 100%, Frank.
That's exactly the sort of description that makes us feel good. Where's the place called again, Joan?
Spelga Mews.
Spelga Mews in Banbridge.
Okay,
lovely to hear. A really positive story. Good morning to everyone in Spelga Mews. Right, it's 9 minutes to 10. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Whatever's on your mind, always happy to hear from you. Whether, indeed, this first hour, whether you're talking prisons, as some of you are, or indeed care homes. Most of you talking about the care homes, however. And Jackie is on this line. Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Jackie. Bit of a rattle in the background.
Hello?
Yes, Jackie, go ahead.
In fact, just I was listening to the show where that girl said, I think it was her father was paying £750.
£750 a week, yes.
A week, right. I think it's dear, to be honest. However, she did turn around and say that her father was worked all his days. So obviously he's paid a stamp. So, I mean, why is he paying full rate?
Yeah, well, this is the way that the system, Jackie, isn't it? If you are well enough healed, and if you have significant savings, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that sort of care for free.
So now, years and years ago, you should get your teeth off, you should get your eyes done, everything was free.
Jackie, have you put the phone on the floor?
Pardon?
Have you put the phone down on the floor?
No.
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, 2 years ago, you didn't have to pay for all this. Whenever you were old, you went into a home, and that was it. Right? Now, we're still paying the same stamp, but we'll have to pay for our eyes, we'll have to pay for our teeth. So, I mean, if they're going to cut half of the stuff out and make you pay for it at the end of your life anyway, why this whole
stamp? Well, many's the time the question has been asked, and of course the health service still exists in whatever shape or form it is currently in. But one thing for sure, Jackie, if you have significant savings, you're not going to be able to, or you're well enough healed, you're not going to be able to just walk into a care home free of charge, unfortunately. No matter how hard you've worked all your life or how much you feel that the service owes to you, it's just the way of the day. Right, good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.